G-Spot with Kelly Zervas
and Marla White in beautiful San Pedro, California.
Oh, you could just see. If you can see it, if you are watching, isn't it fabulous? And if you're not, wow.
Well, and
sorry.
It's just beautiful.
What is
this called again?
Gorgeous. San Pedro Harbor?
There you go.
LA.
And we are very excited to be at LA Radio Studios with Mike Stark, our producer.
Hi, Mike. Love
That's
you.
Right.
Love
we
you
are
guys.
So lucky. He loves us. Okay,
and we
so
love
you
him.
Must love us. So our first show today, we're so excited to have a very, very good friend of mine, Sandra Molina. She's a writer, photographer. She actually was the editor of her high school newspaper. We will, and that was 5 years ago? No, I'm just kidding. Many, many years ago, editor of her college newspaper as well. She founded the music magazine called Indie-Tude, and they did all kinds of great stuff about independent music. She also was the writer and photographer for Go Girls Music, which is still going strong. GoGirlsMusic.com. You can check that out. She's been a freelance writer and photographer for Armijo Industries, which was a publisher in San Gabriel Valley. And she covered a lot of everything in all those little independent papers. She covered, you know, politics and what was happening. And I met her because she used to cover my brother, Bob Zervas, who was the mayor of Diamond Bar, and he was also in the city council and was honored with a piece of the 57 freeway, the Bob Zervas freeway over there on the 57.
Nice.
After he passed away. But her and I have that in common. We both loved Robert Zervas.
Aww.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Sandra. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
So what's going on? Are you excited about being here?
Yes. Actually, this is my first podcast.
No way!
Right.
With your history? Oh, wait. I didn't forget to mention she's been working for the San Gabriel Valley Tribune for 10 years now.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's big time.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
So, yes, so we wanted to understand, you know, somebody that's been doing this for so long and in so many ways, you're really interested in people. Is that, what inspires you to be a photographer and what inspires you to be a writer? Let's hear that first.
Yeah, first.
Oh, well, being a reporter, I think it's important, especially now, that we cover local news. And that's what the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, the sister papers, the Whittier Daily News, the Pasadena Star News, and several others. That's what we want, is to connect with our readers in those cities that we cover. Make sure that they know what's happening in their own communities.
There must be so much. There must be so much going on a daily basis. Do you write daily? Do you interview daily?
Yes. They're all daily publications, and my colleagues and I, who are very hardworking, I tell you, that newsroom, I am so proud to be a part of the newsroom, and those people are so professional. And yes, daily, I mean, and it's not just one story.
Yeah.
It's one, two, three stories. In fact, one of my colleagues this morning has been out covering a walkout by some students at a local school district.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so every day is a new day.
Yeah.
No day, 2 days are alike.
Now, are you able to bring in your photography talent with this?
Sometimes. I mean, we have a great photo staff, but unfortunately, sometimes they're not available. So if I go out on a scene, I may have to shoot some photos to go along with the story.
Well, that's.
But, I leave that up to the real professionals.
Well, you're a pretty great photographer. I've seen a lot of your work. And so, did you enjoy? Have you done a lot of politics, and do you enjoy that part of writing?
Yeah, I do cover local elections, but that's not my forte. I do write feature stories.
Hmm.
You know, interesting stories about interesting people doing interesting things. and that's been my forte. Although within the last, I would say, 6 months, I was also put on the crime beat.
Law and Order.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can you share anything? What's that like? It's got to be scary.
Sometimes it's very quiet. And then sometimes there are things where it's happening because we have a police scanner in the newsroom.
Uh-huh.
So we're listening over the scanner. And sometimes it's really quiet, and then other times there's, like, something happening in this city, and there's another thing happening in this city. And we're all just trying to absorb that and get the information quickly and accurately so that we can let our readers know, especially online now.
Right.
So that they can see it.
Yeah, and I would guess that when you cover a crime, there's so many things that then they're offshoots of the crime, the repercussions of the crime, the stories that come from the crime.
Right.
Right, Sandra?
Right, absolutely, because we do follow up.
Right.
We do follow up. I'm trying to, unfortunately, if it's a murder case, we do follow ups with the families.
Mm.
We do follow ups when they go to court.
Right.
And so there are things like that. Unfortunately, I've been covering the murder of our Whittier police.
Oh, yes, the officer.
20th.
Yes. So sad.
So that's, and I live in the city of Whittier.
Oh,
so
wow.
This affects me also because he was part of who protects me in this.
What's that like for you when you have to, obviously you have to be so unbiased, but you can't be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here was a man out there gave his life to serve and protect. What's that like for you when you have to be out there and report on every single fact pertaining to that case?
Right. Well, it's
got to be tough. Yeah.
But you just have to put that aside, unfortunately, or fortunately, because then if you just say, okay, this is what happened, and this is what I have to do, I have to find out what happened and report it, and that's it. And just not think about
what actually happened. Yeah.
Yeah, his family and the repercussions for them emotionally.
Right.
Or I feel for them and also for his colleagues at the police department. Because it's a small police department to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And Whittier has a kind of small town feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people in the public knew, his name was Keith Boyer,
right?
27-year veteran. Mm. And he was really, from all accounts, a really nice guy.
Mm.
Just, I know you hear that and his colleagues and people say, that can be a cliche, but you know what? This guy
really
was the real deal.
And, that's crazy, Sandra. Isn't it crazy that we're, it seems like it's hard to believe that he was a nice guy. It's like, that's what people do with policemen. It's like, we're actually apologizing that he's a nice guy. When, for me, it's like, it would be hard for me to not try to make the world understand every story you cover. But like you said, you have to just do the facts.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be torn because I would want to keep trying to make everybody understand what I feel. But you can't do that as a reporter, can you?
No, you got to keep the feelings out of it.
Oh, stop. I'm going to try to, next time I write a song, I'm going to do it without feeling.
No, ma'am.
It might be a good song.
No.
I mean, Sandra writes, like, your writing is fantastic. What are you working on? So you're working on the Whittier Police Officer now. And are you doing any music at all? I don't mean to, are you doing any music? Because I know how much you love music, Sandra.
Yeah, I've been trying to get out to more shows.
Okay.
And just covering local bands. Well, actually, mainly in L.A. Mm-hmm. bands. Trying to just support them.
Who's your new favorite? Who have you been to that's, like, brand new to the business and you love?
Oh, well, of course, Kelly V, but she's not brand new. She's a veteran.
Old hag.
She is a veteran.
Well, no.
She is a legacy.
Absolutely. I was talking to Kelly prior to the show about this band called The Secret Things.
The Secret Things?
Yes.
Okay.
And they're making a video. Tell us a little bit about the video.
They have done a cover of a PJ Harvey song, and they'll be shooting this month a video to accompany that, and it will have a transgender theme to it.
Great.
So it's very timely.
Very timely.
Very topical.
Yeah.
Now maybe that's something is it hard for you to ask the paper if you could cover something like that?
Well, actually, I don't cover entertainment for the paper.
At all? You're not able to come in? Like, if they did a gig in your area, could you ask them if you could write an article about them? I'm just curious.
But what if it was a feature on trans and the fact that the video is concentrating on that? Could you do that? Here we are trying to decide which stories you're going to work on.
That's the Z-spot for
you. Yeah, we just take control. Sorry about that.
That's right. I'll tell my editor that they can talk to you.
We'll call him.
What I would do is I would actually have to pass it along to a colleague just because of the personal relationship.
Mm.
And so I couldn't be like, well, I could be objective, but it would not look good journalistic wise.
Okay, so back to the crime beat. Is this something that you're going to be doing for a while?
So far, yeah.
Do you like it?
It's interesting.
I bet it is.
To be honest with you, I was kind of fearful of doing that because it's such a responsibility.
Yeah, of course.
And it like I said, it could either be the slowest of nights or it could be the busiest of nights and days. And you've got to get it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have colleagues who are very supportive and have helped me along the way to cover this beat. So I have excellent backup.
How nice. That's great.
It's kind of a new career in a way.
Yeah,
it's a little
totally.
Bit of a new career. Learning, staying in the same career, writing for a newspaper, but learning, expanding. Oof. It's amazing.
On that, wow.
Yeah,
absolutely. It is.
Well, Sandra, thank you so much for talking to us. This is Sandra Molina, everybody, from the San Gabriel Valley Tribune, which is a great paper. I grew up with the San Gabriel Valley Tribune.
What's the website for the paper? Is it sangabrielnewspaper.com or...?
It's SGVTribune.com.
Perfect. Awesome.
So SGV for SanGabrielValleyTribune.com. You can just Google it and find it. And Sandra Molina has all kinds of articles on there. And you're on Twitter. That's right. What's your handle?
My handle is at Molina, MOLINA, SGVN, San Gabriel Valley News.
Great.
Perfect.
All right.
Thanks,
so we're gonna play a song from Kelly's Lot called Don't Miss Love because Sandra Molina doesn't miss anything. Okay? All right.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
You say you've lived all 4 years without love. Why you keep looking to the sky up above? Someone standing right next to you. Open your eyes and you might see them too. Don't miss love. Don't miss love. Searching for years for what's right in your face. Travel somewhere else so to find the right place. Closing your heart to a world of surprise. You're missing what's right there in front of your eyes. Don't miss love. Don't miss love. Crystal clear, you need to break through your blind, empty fear. Don't wake up on the day that you die with only a moment to ask yourself why. Don't miss love.